When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop it. My dear sweet Lord. Oh, my God. I just went off on this, Joe. I got AJR. You guys are still playing Hotel Stinkin' California. You got a bottle of Galliano to go with it? My God.
You just came back. You were allowed to leave?
Lord.
Thought you can check out, but you can never leave.
Yeah, like Philadelphia. Welcome to the morning show. Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes in. I'm so proud AJR did my something show open. Who else has a band do their open for them live?
I don't know who AJR is.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Is that what song?
Bang.
Oh, I love that song.
Yes, there you go. You know the song.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't have that. We got this Hotel California. Is that any Led Zeppelin?
Oh.
Put some more 70s on that sandwich, will you, Joe? God, Lord. All right, we're back here at 94 WIP. Welcome me back.
I know. You got back from, you went to California on Sunday?
I went to Anaheim on Sunday, yes.
Did you get to enjoy anything?
I actually had fun. I did the color. I was Jonesy.
Yes, I know you did the color.
So that was fun. That was a fun.
You did a great job.
That was a fun thing to do. I'd never done it. How many people got to do something first when you're like 70 years old?
No.
How weird is that? No. Usually you're through doing something, you know, remarkable when you're 28.
Yes.
So
I did. I did color once for a Temple College football game.
It's fun.
The color guy had a daughter's wedding or something.
Yeah.
It was scary, but by the end of it, I loved it. It was so much fun.
It was fun. It's a fun thing to do. So it was another experience. So it was pretty cool doing it. But then the flight, you know, it took the charter back, so that was nice.
Oh, you got to come back with the team?
Yeah,
sweet.
That was a nice flight back. Going out there was it was hell because I was with all these Penn Staters.
Ah, yes. We are.
We are.
Did you hear
the
entire flight?
Well, not the whole flight, but at the end. But they were actually very, very nice. Okay. But the really weird thing was because, you know, they know me from, they see me on TV.
Yeah.
I'm from, they said, oh, you went to Penn State? I said, no, I did not go to Penn State. You're coming out for the game? I said, no. I'm not going out for the game. Who are they playing? I didn't even know who they were playing. So it was kind of weird. But they were nice people. They were, and it's nice to see, they travel really well, man.
Yes, they do.
Well. So they had a blast. But while I was gone, I did not get the reaction to the loss. So all I know is I'm on the flight, and we had the Wi-Fi, and my wife is texting me, this is horrible. This is like, what the hell?
My 84-year-old mother was texting me.
What the hell? This is terrible.
What high school team is in our uniforms? I'm like, all right, Mom, settle down.
And I'm like, oh, my God, it's really, things are going sideways there.
Al, it was so bad. I was there. It was so bad. It was worse than you could imagine.
From the text, then I finally saw it when I got there. I said, oh, my, they're right. It was terrible.
It was.
It's just awful. So I was just mentioning your level of concern here on the Eagles. I'm worried.
You brought up a great point because I think the Eagles are like 14-point favorites because no one expects the Giants to play anybody.
Yeah.
They can't improve their seating. But you were right. You're going, so if the Eagles lose, it's a train wreck.
Yeah.
If the Eagles dominate and the Giants, do you feel like you have any momentum from it?
Preseason game.
Yeah.
No. They're in such a bizarre spot. So we'll talk obviously lots about the Eagles. Obviously the NFL situation, which.
Were you home?
I was doing the game.
Oh, that's right. You were doing
the
game.
I was doing
the game. Did you find out about it during the game?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, people playing the video and like what's going to happen. You know, ironically, I'd covered a game.
Was that the Pronger game?
Yeah, it was a playoff game. And, you know, they played. But he was regained consciousness and came back. And then
did he come back in the game?
No, it came back 2 days later. But the game went on. And then the Yuri Fisher thing, I was not there for that game. They stopped that game. But he had never played again. So, I mean, it's been, thank God it's an unusual situation. But I was just saying, Skip Bayless got killed for some tweet. I'm like, I don't like him, but I did not find it.
I felt that it's in the post say they're calling for him to be fired. Yeah, I'm not a Skip Bayless fan at all because he had tweeted previous, you know, I'm praying for him, all that kind of stuff. It was the immediate thought in a lot of people's head. I talked to Hugh about it because you mentioned Hugh Douglas is here doing his Atlanta show till he joins us. And he goes, the timing was just...
It was awful.
It was insensitive timing to mention it. But it was, you know, it was what... But I didn't think... He's said 1,000 worse things.
I mean, a thousand worse things. Oh, my Lord.
But it just goes to show you how everybody was so emotional about it.
Yeah. Well, it also goes to show you that it also is a great indicator of the importance of sports in America, that this went so far beyond football.
Yeah.
It became like the national story. Yeah, that's how, you know, that's how important sports is to our society.
Well, it's also a young person.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a young, supremely healthy, superior athlete, you know, you don't see that.
No. But, I mean, you see what the reaction throughout the sports world, not just football, you know, everywhere. And beyond sports, everybody knew everything within an hour, it seemed like, to go on. But I don't know. I don't know what their plans are going on. My assumption is because there's a week in between the Super Bowl, they just
I did the midday show with Joe and John yesterday, and Joe just said you just take away the bye week.
Seems simple.
Have the Bengals and Bills play next week.
Yeah, it seems
logical,
clear cut to me that's probably what pick up the game from where it left off and just go from there.
But you do have to worry about how those Bills players feel.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, was traumatic for them.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, it's a dangerous game. Yeah. I thought the worst take I saw on it was yesterday that Scott, who suggested that...
It was not a bad hit.
No.
No, it was a regular hit.
It was just
because people want to blame somebody. It was a free thing.
Yeah, it was the game.
Yeah.
That's simply what it was. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about your level of concern. Who does level of concern? There is a song.
There's a song.
I've done 21 Pilots, I think.
It's a good song, too. Yes. See how I know.
There you go.
I know some stuff.
I think it's that lunatic, 21 Pilots lunatic, the level of concern.
It's high. It's very high.
It is very high. Yes. It is very, very
high. For a team
high.
That's 13-3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, imagine that. And a team where you want to see what the quarterback has. And now the discussion of MVP status for a quarterback, whether it helps or hurts.
Did you see Chris Sims is upset?
No.
So, you know, it's very clear that Jalen Hurts is not a system quarterback.
Yeah.
Since you can't plug and play anybody in for what he does. In fact, he might be the system. And apparently ESPN replayed his comments. Al, you and I both do podcasts.
Yep.
Do you curse?
I try not to.
I don't because I'm so used to
In fact, when I go on podcasts, I ask them to please not.
Yeah, because it's uncomfortable for me doing that just because we're so used to. He was dropping F-bombs left and right, and I'm going, you work for a major company? And I just thought that kind of turned me off more than him throwing the tantrum.
No, I think Joe has that.
Oh, do you? Oh.
Jalen Hurts makes them better. I know that. And, like, f*** you, SportsCenter Instagram, for, like, putting it out again for, like, the third time in 3 weeks. Like, f*** off. Like, really, f*** off ESPN SportsCenter. Like, seriously, they didn't put it out that in my quote last week after the Cowboys game, but they're going to wait to the game yesterday. That's why I hate social media. F*** you, ESPN SportsCenter, one more time on the way out.
Wow.
Well, that should get you fired.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that was really, first of all, childish.
It should get you fired.
It was on a podcast, but to me, that language on a podcast, you're not sitting at the bar.
No.
With your buddy.
Well, no, and plus you go on at some, it's a legitimate, why wouldn't you replay that?
You
I mean,
said
he's the guy
it.
That said it.
they're not taking your words out of context.
No, he should be fired. I mean, I am not a cancel culture thing, but to me, that's a fireable offense.
I was really turned off by that.
Yeah, it's like, well, you can't take anything. You can hand out. You can bury a guy and say, but then when they replay, so you can go run the replays of a guy and point out mistake after mistake after mistake, but we can't replay your mistake?
No. He's Chris Sims.
Oh, give me
bleepity
a break.
Bleepity, 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 bleep.
Oh, no.
It was, I mean, do you imagine he went, like.
No.
It's the comfort level to just say that.
You live with your mistake. You do what other people have done with Hurts and say, somebody else on ESPN basically said, I was completely wrong about this.
Or Orlovsky, I think it was.
Yeah, it was completely wrong.
Rex Ryan.
Yeah, you just said, you're wrong. Oh, my God, you're not right all the time.
No.
It's been a wild week.
Yeah.
Is what it's been on what's going on. So we'll take your calls about the Eagles. It's national, I'm told, trivia day.
Okay.
So we have the wheel. So we're going to do, Abe is going to just, because she does Quizno.
Quizzo. It's not Quizno. Quizzo
all the time.
Have you ever done that?
No.
I've done it a couple of times. It's a lot of fun when you're at a bar.
I hate trivia.
But no, the point about Quizzo is you get competitive with other people. It's like actually very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
and mad at the people you're with.
I could have been a millionaire.
And drinking.
I had my one chance in life to be a millionaire because of trivia, and I blew it.
What?
When I was in Montreal in the press box back in the 90s, the guy in Montreal says, you know, we're looking for investors for this idea we have.
Oh, no.
And it was Trivial Pursuit. I said no.
Oh, so you remain bitter.
Yeah, like, so if you ever do, is that game still around?
I think so.
Any question where you have a question about something, if you know anything about Canada, the answer will be something to do with Canada. Because they were all Canadian sports writers that invented it.
Ah. Now you're just giving people all the clues.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Then you think somebody's got this dumb idea.
You have, like, I've used your thing about when in doubt, hit C.
Yeah.
You know, when you had to fill out those things. I told my son that for those PSSAs.
Yeah.
I go, listen, if you don't know, just hit C.
Hit C. C is always good. It's a good middle of the ground thing. You've got an equal chance one way or the other. So on our trivia with Ava, we got a $50 Visa gift card, which you can use to get yourself something after Christmas. Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card for 50 minutes, massage or facial. Go to handandstone.com. $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. $25 gift card to Wawa. I was there this morning. $50 gift card to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. They were
excellent.
Awesome. We love crabcakes.com is where you go for that. $50 gift card to Nabraça, Brazilian Steakhouse.
Have you been to a Brazilian steakhouse?
I have. They're terrific.
There's so much meat, it's ridiculous.
It's really great. $25 gift card to Boston Market. Hannah Stone aside with another one of those, and another Nabraça, $50, and another Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake. And a $25 gift card. I love this place. Dogs and Cats Rule. And a Phillies Vintage Bobblehead. So we have lots of stuff on the wheel for all kinds of trivia stuff coming up. So we're going to talk a lot about football. I may touch on basketball, too, a little bit. Embiid's back playing well. He's just so strange. I just get the sense... Watching him, it's like he's so good. And I just get the sense he's going to disappoint me when it's. I don't know what it is, but this is
right around the second round of the playoffs.
It's like I just know, like it's like you're warning somebody. Don't get involved with that person because it's not going to end well.
She may be pretty,
yeah, but it's not going to end well. But in the meantime, it's a hell of a
show.
Yeah,
yes,
it's a hell of a show on what's going on. So we'll talk some about where they're going. While I was gone, the Phillies did a couple of things, but I saw pictures of their gift, their pro shop now, the Turner jerseys and everything. So things are looking good right there. Mostly people, all their attention though is still on the NFL and what's gone on. And I will admit, I don't know where to go with the injury status.
With
what's gone on with the NFL, the guy's still in the hospital.
Oh, with Hamlin.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
The guy's still in the hospital, so I don't know.
The good news is that they say his ventilator usage is coming down.
Yeah,
so that's a good sign.
And like I don't know how I listened to stuff yesterday. I'm like, well, what else can I? Everybody feels terribly about it.
Oh, the charity thing that he had.
Yeah.
And it always seems to involve the Bills.
Yeah.
Like, they kick, those fans kickstart everything.
It's a great fan base.
It really
is. It's a really great fan base. But I don't find it a football issue. Do you want to play the game? I mean, they've been playing for years and people get hurt. I mean, I cover a sport where people get hurt all the time. And it's a horrible thing. But I don't know where to go off on it. What more you can possibly add?
It was a freak injury.
Yeah, it was a freak injury and there's no blame.
No, despite what Bart Scott wanted to do.
But that's what he wants to do. All right, so we'll talk lots of Eagles. Anybody wants to mention anything about that? Where you think the league, what do you think that would be fair for the league to do? But mostly, I guess, for me, it's like the going ahead and thinking about the Eagles, what you're looking forward to, and what's your level of concern, really? Mine's remarkably high for a good team.
Yeah.
It's remarkably high for a good team. I don't think I'm overreacting to it. I think I'm reacting to what I feel when I watch the team and how I feel is that what I should be celebrating is heading into the playoffs with all sorts of momentum and all sorts of optimism.
It feels like the wheels are coming
off. I can't help it. That's honestly how I feel right now.
You're Mr. Positive.
Yeah, I am. And I don't see a game that's going to set me up thinking
because
everything's great.
The Bears game wasn't good.
No.
Then you had the Cowboys. You know, like somebody said, they ruined Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah. So we're going to get to John, Gary, Jim, Matt, everybody else on the other side. Time of 94. WIP is 6:15, and football season, well, it says here it's underway, but man, it's underway. It's almost at the end of the regular season. So as we head toward the playoffs, what better time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook? Because right now, new customers, you want to be a new customer, get in on all playoffs, now's the time to do it. You get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back. That's if your first bet doesn't win. Hey, look, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. I love to look the over-under. I like rushing touchdowns for a quarterback, especially here with this guy coming back. I think that's where you want to go. And then when you do win, you get your winnings really, really quickly. It's safe, it's secure, it's super, super easy to use. Your phone, your iPad, whatever it is, it's 1, 2, 3, and you're in. So it's real simple. So FanDuel Sportsbook, of course, he's official partner, 94WIP. So sign up today with the promo code AL for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code AL. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition after his cardiac arrest in Monday Night Football, but his agent telling ESPN Hamlin's oxygen levels have improved. NFL says the Bills-Bengals game will not be resumed this week. No decision on resuming the game at a later date. 13-3 Eagles, huge favorites over the Giants heading into Sunday's regular season finale, 14 points. Giants secured a playoff spot and cannot improve their seedings, while, of course, a lot on the line for the Eagles' top seed and the division title. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older, must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by MHS Lift. Cloudy with occasional rain, a high of 64. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.